Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Rocking on the show today, a classic from 2007 with comedian Matt Weinhold. He's coming up right after this.
Todd Glass is here with us. Now, are you married, gay, or single, then?
I am single. Mm-hmm. I am single right now. But every time somebody asks me what I look for in a girl, I think it sounds corny what I say. But I do want a girl with a good sense of humor. I think that's important.
Sure.
And most of the girls I go out with are more, I guess you would say, cute. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want a girl with a good sense of humor, but I'd also like her to be good looking, too. I don't want like a 500-pound ape sitting around the house going, oh, you crack me up. Do the thing when you put the hand under your arm and make the fart sound. I love that. Oh, bring me in another wheelbarrow full of Twinkies. Oh. You know what I think it is? And I'm not saying all women because I don't want to generalize, but I think in a relationship, women look down the road, which is positive, but some women look too far down the road. I mean, they can't just take that moment for what it is. Like, I'm at a bar, and I asked this girl to dance. You know, she's like, oh, dance? Oh, sure, I'd like to dance. When we're done dancing, maybe you go over there, you'll buy me a drink, I'll buy you a drink. A week later, we'll start calling each other, we'll get our machines, then you'll get me, then I'll get you, then we go out on a date, and our friends say we're perfect for each other. So we have our first kiss, then we decide we're going to get engaged. We get engaged, we have a beautiful wedding. After the wedding, we get back from our wedding, we set up an apartment together. Then we have a beautiful apartment, you get a promotion, I get a promotion, and we buy a big house. We have a house, white picket fence, dogs, two kids, everything's going good. Then you're coming home from late at work. I go, why are you coming home late at work? You go, I'm in love with my secretary. Oh, you're a life insurance, and you want me to tell the kids we're going to get divorced and they don't have a father anymore? Dance? I don't think so, you sick freak.
I feel guilty. I didn't even do anything.
Wow. Dating life is tough out there.
I feel like Phil Donahue. And let's understand one thing here. They pay their taxes. They're part of the community. And let the kids do what they want here. And who are we to? We have a great show tomorrow. We have gay, homophobic, lesbian, nymphomaniac, hemophiliac, narcoleptic, transvestite, heterosexual strippers that are crack addicted that say they have the right to teach your children in Catholic school. And we'll be back. Kind of running out of topic. He's 30 and she's 31, and we'll talk about it. They say that he pet their cat in more than a friendly way, and Dr. Murray Needleman will tell us the danger to the cat here.
Todd Glass is our guest.
Oh, my.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I often direct your attention to our website, and I only do it because we do have some interesting things there. Today, for example.
Yeah.
We have a picture of Matt Weinhold.
I hope that's your publicity photo that we have on the web here.
It shows a picture of a guy with a kind of a pompadour wearing. Is that a Star Trek outfit?
If it's the one that I think it is, it's the Next Generation one.
Yeah.
You are in front of a bunch of Star Trek dolls. Or I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Action
memorabilia.
My Star Trek dollies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all your stuff.
Or action figures.
Mm-hmm. That's all your stuff.
Yeah. That is all my stuff. Some of that has gone to eBay during the years. But it's been replaced by other things. It's a constant carousel of pop culture.
I see.
Loneliness and deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't sell it for heroin or anything.
He sells it for food.
No, well, I do sell it for heroin, but then I take the money that I earned from the heroin to buy more Star Trek stuff. Yeah.
But that's my cycle. Point, though. It could be, this isn't a negative thing. You're selling a Mr. Spock for and you replace it with some other.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and I know I've sort of been pigeonholed as the Star Trek guy, but I like all pop culture. Like the latest thing I got that I'm very proud of.
What's that?
Is a Bob Crane action figure.
Yes. No.
Colonel Hogan action figure.
Yes.
How great is that?
Does it come complete with lamp cord?
What I have done is I got the Bob Crane doll. I got the Hogan doll. And then I got the Willem Dafoe action figure from the Green Goblin from Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a couple Barbies and a camera, and it's the autofocus playset.
Autofocus, of course, is a movie.
With
Greg Kinnear.
Create scenarios where the two of them are in a basement by themselves.
Watching. That's a must-see movie. That
I don't care what you say. Two guys, if that's true, those guys were friends.
That's as creepy as it gets. Wow.
We have to explain. There's a somewhat creepy scene, Christy.
You haven't seen it?
It's
no.
The story of,
so
it's
good.
The, it's the story of Bob Crane, who was a disc jockey and a drummer and, of course, became famous as an actor.
Hogan's Heroes. I loved him on that.
And the Million Dollar Duck, I believe.
And the Donna Reed Show.
Dad.
Well, yeah. Super Dad, that's it.
That's Super right, Dad. Super Dad.
I'll try to make my point. There's a film about him, this guy who was sort of a friend of his was a representative for one of the large electronic companies.
Yeah,
Japan,
yeah, that's right.
And they had the very first videotape recorder in America. Mm-hmm. And, of course, being guys,
he knew exactly what to do with it.
They made a lot of amateur videos. This is a movie about that. Greg Kinnear is just brilliant in it, as always. It's called Autofocus. I really recommend it, but mm-hmm. It's very creepy.
It's really good.
There's something creepier about it, and I bet you don't know this.
No. Go ahead.
This is a movie based on the story of Bob Crane's life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember this, Bob? We had a phone call from Bob Crane's actual son,
young Scotty.
Oh, wow, who was the technical consultant on the thing?
Yes, and he was actually selling the videotapes.
He actually had at the time, I think it was stills of.
Oh, I thought you couldn't get that.
He sold a book that he wrote about his dad, and inside the book had actual stills of. Some of the
is dad in action
sexual acts of
you know,
his father.
That's a little creepy.
That's extremely creepy.
To have like a picture of your dad with some girl that he videotaped, and it's in the frame that says "World Greatest Dad." He really was.
That really was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a taboo in our culture for a reason. That's something you just don't want to know about.
Maybe we should do the Bob Crane coffee mugs that say that.
The world's greatest dad.
A little picture on the other side. When you put hot coffee in it, the picture appears.
Well, like that. Now,
maybe if his son had been selling underwear,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Our guest is Matt Weinhold. Matt is a very
Why does
fine
Matt
comedian.
Bring the creepiness out in us?
He brought up the fact that he is. You've got to look at this picture. Like, if you get a chance, please go to our website. For no other reason than seeing this picture of Matt posing. And this is all your stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's even more now. I mean, it's about probably four times as much.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of things. But
what's your most prized possession?
Well, right now it's the Bob Crane doll. And I don't have any pictures from that, by the way.
Good.
You can't.
What's the most valuable?
Oh, man. You know, I got an old Robbie the Robot from Forbidden Planet. A tin robot, and that's pretty good. But, like, most of the stuff that I get, I don't even think about, like, for how much it's worth. Mm-hmm. It's always just stuff that I think is cool. And some of the best toys now, like, I hate to harp on the Bob Crane thing, but when would they have done that except now?
True.
When would they have made a Hogan's Heroes action figure?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would have made it. They didn't make it when the time the show was out. So.
No, they sure didn't.
Yeah, yeah. But Yeah, I love the stuff, and it gets there's more and more of it every year. People have really tapped into this guy's a dork market, you know. So, and eBay is my Vegas. You know, I sit up at night, you know, with the cold sweat running down my face, going, "Buy it now, buy it now. It'll be gone tomorrow. Buy it now."
Do you do cartoon voices?
I do, yeah, yeah.
You guys, I can just the way you speak, I can tell you should. That's
cool. I'm actually a recurring character on a Cartoon Network show called Squirrel Boy.
Oh yeah,
about a squirrel and a boy.
Not a boy who is a squirrel.
No.
No, that'd be silly.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
What about a squirrel that's a boy?
Now, do you write any of these stories?
Not this one, no.
Okay.
But it's a fun show, and I do a evil scoutmaster called Scoutmaster Dan.
Cool.
And it's very nice.
Matt Weinhold is our guest. Matt's a very fine comedian.
We're not going to hear the voice?
Culture critic.
Of Scoutmaster Dan?
Scoutmaster Dan, kind of like this.
Wow. Speaking of creepy.
Yeah, I
Wow, who asked him to do that?
There was a reason I didn't ask him to do that.
I see.
I was hoping it wouldn't go down that road. Well, let's just change the subject.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I have to ask this question.
Yes, yeah, please.
And we've reviewed this to some degree earlier. You're still a single man, right?
I am, although I do have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
That, has she seen your apartment?
Oh, she lives in it. We have a condo together now.
Oh! I just have it. Now, how do you break that to her? What's the
first time you take her over? You know?
What's the protocol here? Do you date her for a couple years, then go, by the way,
right,
I want to show you something?
Exactly. That was always sort of the problem when I was doing the multiple dating thing where you bring somebody over and you have that talk right outside the door and they're expecting the, hey, listen, you know, I'm bi or something like that. And you open up the door, you see a house full of action figures, and they go, oh, it's even worse.
Well, wasn't that a scenario in 40-Year-Old Virgin where he collected all these great things? And then,
but I hate that movie because he gets rid of it.
Yeah.
And he's not even, he's like, I want to start an electronic store. Go, let's just sell it all.
But for the most part, it's the same thing. You have a apartment full of.
Oh, yeah. You were there for
that. But I take them out of the package. See, there are two kinds of collector.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are trying to make some investment, which that's, I'm sorry, but it's just not true that you're going to end up taking most of that stuff and getting $1 million. No. Because there's a whole bunch of other guys just like me trying to, you know, sell their stuff on eBay and make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
No, you do it because you like it and you love it. And I have to take them out of the package because if I don't take them out of the package, it's not like I really own it. You know, I'm very tactile. I got to.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Could I make an observation?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I pretend he's not in the room. He takes it out of the package, Bob, so he can play with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you there, Tom.
Yeah, every once in a while.
I really envy your love of this. It's so great that you can like something this much.
It's my football. It really is.
Now, let me ask you, I assume because you're so into Star Trek and all this geeky stuff, you don't follow sports at all?
Not really. I heard there's something going on coming Super up Bowl, with the, yeah, with okay. the football.
Oh, yeah, there's a thing called the Super Bowl. That's a pretty big
and
thing.
And as I was telling Chick, I'm trying to get into the whole spirit of things. I bought a paddle.
A paddle?
Yeah, football paddle. It's hard to find one in this town, but but I eventually got one at $200, really nice stainless steel.
Uh-huh.
And
that's going to be useful.
Yeah.
Matt Wild is our guest. I do want to find out more about this girlfriend.
Well, ask him.
So now you said you moved.
Does she have her own room?
What? She, really.
Let's back up. This is the photograph of you here in the condo. Do you have a room dedicated to the figurines and whatever you call them, action figures?
Absolutely.
So this isn't your bedroom.
That would be your den.
Yeah, that was my bedroom, though. That room was my bedroom because that's all there was, you know, at the time. Yeah. Now I have a separate office that has most of the stuff, but there is other stuff. But she has her own stuff.
Oh, she's a collector.
Yeah. Not nearly as fanatical as I am. But
what does she collect?
She likes erotic spawn figures.
erotic sculptures that can be. What's the word I'm looking for?
We've
utilized. Hey Matt, do you have any batteries for the new?
We've worked out an arrangement. I see. Let's just say.
No, I'm sorry. What does she collect?
Spawn action figures, you know, Todd McFarlane Spawn.
Oh, sure.
Spawn, the geeks will call in. They'll let you know.
Yeah,
but it's a very popular comic book series, and she loves the action figures for that. So I've
So you made her at a convention? Where'd you meet this guy?
No, she
looks
was
like
a,
you found your
a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I said it looks like you found your perfect mate.
She's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Does she have a traditional job, or is she an actor?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, she works at a job. She makes foam rubber Klingon heads.
Nice.
We sell them at the flea market.
Oh,
and,
yeah. So your weekends you're busy all weekend.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot to do. It's a year-round job.
So you said you moved into a condo with her. Did you have to move all your action figures?
Oh, yeah, and that was a living nightmare.
I'll bet.
And things got damaged, and that's always that's like the little... That's when the little kid in me comes out and freaks out, like, you know.
You don't put them in shoeboxes with bubble pack?
You know how it is. You put stuff all around them to make sure that they don't get injured, and then you injured. They have feelings,
they
guys.
They bleed.
And then, of course, you know, you set them on the shelf, and they fall over and crack, and it's horrible.
There you go.
That's what I love about you, man. I mean, it's you are the most real. It's all there, man. You couldn't make this up as an act.
No. You guys, you know, if you're ever in the Los Angeles area, you have to actually come
next
by.
Next time I'm there.
You know what? I'll take there pictures and send them to you. I just missed it. Darn it. I should have.
We should. Let's do a.
You should do a live remote from the tour of Matt's
condo. I really want to see that. Morning, Bob and Tom show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. This is Leland here in Garden from the Collective Connection.
Oh, hi, Leland.
Hi, Leland.
Oh, Nirvana.
One of your brethren is here.
Nirvana.
We're not even open yet, but I feel as though I'm about to hit a jackpot. Hello, sir.
Uh-huh.
Is your name Matt?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
I happen to manage a very profitable store, and it appears to be right up your alley. I have right now, and we're not even open. Would you have any interest in a huge lot of Star Trek Voyager collectible figures, all figures in original packaging in mint condition?
Ooh, figures see.
Stand 5 inches tall. Don't. Jump the gun. Doctor, I have Spock. I have numerous collectibles.
See if he wants to buy my Picard.
Leonard, I'm on the phone.
See if he wants my Picard. I have a Picard. It's brand new.
Leonard, you are Spock blocking.
Nothing worse than being Spock blocked, I'll tell you.
Oh, they're arguing.
Proper protocol. I'm going to handle Leonard.
All right. Well, thanks, Leland.
That was great.
He got Spock blocked.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, but then he mentioned Voyager, and I got all cold.
No, really?
I don't do Voyager.
That's not you.
Oh, you don't do Voyager.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Matt Weinhold, sorry. What's Voyager? I'm sorry, you've lost me again.
That's one of the spinoff shows from Star Trek.
Aha.
Okay. Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, the best one, and then Voyager, and then Enterprise.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I was only aware of the one.
There's many.
There's a lot I could teach you. You should come to one of our D&D games. Seriously.
Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah.
Do you watch Battlestar Galactica?
Awesome.
I love it. I love it. I do. Yeah. I'm hooked. I've got the DVDs.
That's the newer one that's supposed to be very good.
Where Starbuck is a girl. Yes.
They do it very serious as opposed to having Ray Bolger in a silver android costume.
And Lauren Green strutting around. Yeah.
I see. Once again, Matt Weinhold is our guest, and apparently he's actually met a woman, which is a...
Which puts him on a pedestal.
Huge plus.
I am. I'm the Fonzie of nerds. Yeah.
Wow.
I go to a convention and like, wow.
And she's going to be with you like the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt, honey, go get in your green makeup.
I'm sorry. Matt, excuse me. Matt is actually featured. Matt is a featured performer at the end of the...
Trekkies.
The great documentary.
The Ode to My People.
So has this... Star Trek fans. And I don't know anything about Star Trek, but I did see the movie Trekkies, and I really liked it.
It's hilarious.
Matt, has this turned in on itself, and you can actually go to conventions now and sign autographs because you're in the Trekkie movie?
Yeah, I walk up to the front desk and they all, their eyes pop up and they go, over here, get Mr. Weinhold a table. Right this way, sir.
He has a woman with him.
There's a kid in that who goes through all these hoops and stuff to have an outfit or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that scene is
uniform.
So great.
Yeah, a uniform made, exact replica, and there are a couple things wrong with it.
I mean, that's the best part, too, is that he is the classic nerd. Like, they go through all this work to make this costume for him. He's still like, yeah, well, the braid isn't really up to standard Starfleet regulations, but it's fine.
I was really hoping for something a little more original and authentic, but this will do.
This is the movie where the guy with the dentist, operates on his patients while wearing a Star Trek suit.
Right.
And not just the dentist. Everyone in his office has
Yeah.
Along with his saucy wife. And, there's a lot of role-playing going
I'll
on in that relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's play Ensign on Shore Leave tonight.
Uh-huh. And now, aren't there comic books or graphic novels or whatever you want to call them about Spock and Kirk getting together in a relationship and things like that?
Yeah, well, there's a whole underground thing of these erotic novels that are very disturbing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's usually some sort of homoerotic or bi thing, but my favorite ones are the ones that there are some that are really really explicit with drawings and everything, and then there are other ones where it's more like they really love each other. So there's a lot of pictures of them of like Kirk pushing Spock in a swing. This is more. I would rather see the hardcore sex than this. You know, lying with his head in his lap by a lake.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Wow, are they missing the point? Matt Weinhold is our guest. Matt, let me ask you this. Do you have any tattoos? Yeah, I know I look at this picture of you with all these action figures and...
No.
No, no. Although
there's a separation then. You don't...
Well,
the number of the Starship Enterprise on your... You
know. I thought it'd be kind of cool to actually get the Starfleet insignia thing, like right where it would be on the uniform, but over my nipple.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think that would be nice. But
have you seen, in the course of your travels, have you seen people that have gone the tattoo route, or is this not...
There are people that go way, way, way too far. There was a guy for a while that was sort of hanging around the convention scene who actually legally changed his name to James T. Kirk.
Oh, really?
And when you're James T. Kirk, you know, it sounds like a fun kind of maybe funny thing
to
do.
Did he have himself paged a lot?
Yeah, you know, I mean, at the end of your life when you're looking in the mirror going, I'm James T. Kirk. What happened? What went wrong? Even I know there's a line you don't cross. You don't paint your car to look like the shuttlecraft, and you don't change your name to James T. Kirk.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.